This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs police say the suspect in last week's shooting at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, was roommates with one of the victims. Two people were killed in the shooting, which triggered a lockdown at a student housing complex on campus. Police arrested Nicholas Jordan on two counts of first-degree murder yesterday. He's being held on a $5 million bond. Denver has new federal support to help people experiencing homelessness get permanent housing. It's one of seven U.S. cities that now has a high-ranking federal employee embedded to help clear red tape for things like vouchers to subsidize rent. Denver housing official Jamie Reif.
We did this during COVID. It was super helpful. It is one of the tools to really be able to move quickly and getting people into housing.
Reif's office is trying to find permanent options for the more than 1,000 people Denver placed into interim housing last year. A proposed constitutional amendment would allow judges to hold first-degree murder suspects without bond. Colorado's constitution says only people arrested for, quote, capital crimes can be held without bail, and when the state did away with the death penalty a few years ago, that stopped applying to murder charges. State lawmakers want to ask voters to revise the law to allow judges to refuse bail in these cases if the evidence is strong enough. This is CPR News. Records show Texas has spent $148 million busing migrants to Democratic-led cities like Denver since 2022. Governor Greg Abbott says the cost is necessary. Others say not so much. That story in a few minutes on CPR News.